So, what do you have? You have these three entities. The public, being government. The private, which can be corporations, along with foundations, along with non-governmental organizations. And they come together and they determine that they are going to buy, for example, a sewer. You see, the city of Atlanta, Georgia, for example, let's just fly with this one. Atlanta, Georgia cannot afford to restructure, revamp their sewage system. And therefore, they go to the people, the citizenry, and they say, we're going to have to raise your taxes X amount of dollars in order to be able to afford to restructure, revamp the sewer system. The citizenry says, we already pay too many taxes. We refuse to do this. And so they go back to the drawing board. And then, amazingly, they will come up with some innovative idea. You always look for that word, innovative. And sure enough, as you read through, they will talk about how, for example, Boeing Corporation is going to partner with the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia to help with their sewer system. And of course, the Nature Conservancy or the Sierra Club or one of them is going to come along as a non-governmental organization to help. And so pretty soon what really happens is the sewer system, which belongs to the taxpayers of Atlanta, Georgia, is transferred to this new partnership, which is comprised of Boeing and the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia and the Sierra Club to help the citizens get a new sewer system. Now, what happens in a public-private partnership besides the transfer of that asset? Well, the little old lady who receives her sewer bill goes into shock and calls up and says, I'm sorry, I can't afford this. What is going to happen? She is now going to be talking to someone who represents this new partnership. And what is their goal? Profit. No longer service, because that was the goal of government. And they will say, well, we're so sorry, but these are our new rates. Thank you very much. But what else has happened? That part of government that used to represent the taxpayers who bought that sewer system is now silent. And there is no representative government in a public-private partnership, because the goal is not to serve the people. The goal is to make a profit at any price. And so over the years, what I have seen in many, many documents at every turn, even in the 2008 credit crisis, what are you hearing? You're hearing the words public and private. They must come together. And whenever you hear that combination, public and private, they're talking public-private partnership. And so we have over 70 years after John Maynard Keynes, who basically told Roosevelt that the way to get out of the Great Depression that would be to deficit spend, we now have every level of government, county, local, state, federal, all levels of government are broke. And therefore, they are now ripe to start selling their assets to these public-private partnerships. And what happens? The whole structure of government that our forefathers put in place starts to become diluted little by little by little, until at some point we won't even recognize government. Is this a mistake? I don't think so. Not based on all the documents and the conferences that I've covered over the last 15 years. That there are also international public-private partnerships. And they will include, for example, the United States, the United Nations. They can include maybe 10 or 15 other countries. They can include 1, 2, 10, 20 non-governmental organizations. They can include all kinds of associations and foundations and corporations. And there are now transnational public-private partnerships being set up worldwide. I would invite you to go to my website, womensgroup.org, womensgroup. Take a look at some of our information. Some of it is free, some of you will have to send for, but we have a number of books, for example, Prince Charles, The Sustainable Prince. That was my first book, and it was written all about sustainable development and public-private partnership. And then we have a follow-up called Sustainable Development, The Greatest Lie of the 21st Century. That talks about public-private partnership as well. It also talks about these global, transnational public-private partnerships. Now, how do we fight it? We have to be alert. We have to be alert. We have to know what a public-private partnership is. And then we have to go to the meetings and we have to oppose it. I don't know how else to do it. You see, that little old lady who asked Franklin, as they were debating what kind of structure of government the 13 colonies would have, and she said, "Mr. Franklin, what kind of government do we have?" And he replied, "Madam, you have a republic if you can keep it." And that is where we find ourselves today. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.